Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A few days ago at a news conference involving the Commissioner of Agriculture, James Comer, and Sullivan University, that institution announced it would contribute some $70,000 in scholarship funds for this year's winners of the Kentucky Ag Department's Farm to School Junior Chef Contest. KDA Program Coordinator Tina Garland.
That's correct. Commissioner was very excited. Sullivan had committed to over $70,000 worth of scholarships to the winning teams, first, second, and two-third place teams. 6,000 scholarship to the winning team members, 4,000 to the second place, and 2,000 to third place teams.
Garland with details of the program.
It is a statewide high school cooking competition designed to offer youth the opportunity to learn valuable skills in recipe development, food preparation, marketing, public presentation, teamwork, and community involvement.
Each team is made up of five members, and they have a specific task at hand.
We had them develop a recipe that stayed within the National School Lunch Guidelines, and five of those ingredients had to be local Kentucky Proud products, at least five of those.
So a real opportunity to develop young culinary skills and to learn a little about local agriculture. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals, from commercial farmers to rural homeowners. We're committed to ensuring that our customers succeed, because at Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Find the financing that's right for you. Visit efarmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Tina Garland, coordinator of the Junior Chef Competition for the Kentucky Ag Department, says in this, just its first year, they had 177 students and 38 teams involved. She says the KDA partnership with Sullivan University has been invaluable.
It's been just really interesting and encouraging to see the excitement that these kids have shown, because Sullivan has been so gracious to do a lot of their judging, and they will be judging all of the state fair events there in Louisville. And the kids have just really connected with these chefs and have soaked up every bit of advice and just have enjoyed getting guidance from them.
15 teams made the finals, and with the state fair's opening of August 15th, they'll be throwing down in a recipe cook-off at the Gourmet Garden Cooking Stage each weekday through the 23rd in the South Wing A lobby. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.